The same Frelimo party has ruled Mozambique in southern Africa since its 1975 independence from Portugal. Some say the country is doing just fine, including 69-year-old Argentina Bebe, who told VOA she's too old for change and wants continuity in presidential and legislative elections slated for Wednesday.
I'm not interested in change. I already know the people, but I prefer to continue the improvement of Mozambique.
Others, like 28-year-old Ernesto Cremildo Castigo, who works at a butcher shop, says he'll vote for change.
Mainly due to corruption, so that Mozambique can develop, so that society can feel more at ease in terms of justice, in terms of education, in terms of public transportation.
Aslak Orr, researcher at the Christian Michelsen Institute in Norway, has been doing research on Mozambique for 25 years. He says corruption does affect the daily lives of ordinary people.
You have the everyday corruption where people meet civil services and they have to, you know, pay little bribes in order to get the services out of the state or municipal institutions that they relate to. And that complicates things a bit.
Four candidates are vying for the presidency, including Daniel Chapo, the choice for the ruling Frelimo party. At a recent rally, the 47-year-old former radio presenter told supporters that peace and security for his country will be a top priority.
Because without peace, without security, there is no development. As I said here, we have our brothers who are suffering from terrorist attacks in Cabo Delgado.
The government has been battling an insurgency in the gas and oil-rich Cabo Delgado province, where about 4,000 people have reportedly been killed and about 1 million displaced since 2017, affecting multi-billion dollar oil and gas projects. Meanwhile, analysts say that one of Frelimo's biggest accomplishments has been ending years of its brutal war with the Mozambican National Resistance Movement, or RENAMO. RENAMO has since become one of the main opposition parties that came in second in the last presidential election. After the death of longtime leader Afonso Dhlakama in 2018, its newest leader, Osufo Mamad, accuses the Frelimo party of having no proposals to solve ordinary people's problems.
Vote for you have to have jobs tomorrow so we have good access roads. Did you hear me right? Your land is a rich area. You are poor. It's through Frelimo's poor governance.
The other two candidates include Lutero Simango, a 64-year-old and leader of the Mozambique Democratic Movement, and 50-year-old Venancio Mondlane, an independent who used to belong to the RENAMO party and seems popular among the youth. The National Electoral Commission met with international observers Friday to explain the voting system and answer their questions. The commission chairperson, Carlos Simao Matsine, said that all voting materials should be in place by Monday, and voting is expected to take place across the country, including in Cabo Delgado. 17.1 million people have registered to vote, 3 million more than the number was at the last election in 2019. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Maputo, Mozambique.